This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. U.S. Army soldiers are coming forward sharing the same story that a very ordinary pre-deployment briefing at Fort Hood turned into an extraordinary attack on Christians, conservatives, and pro-life activists. The counterintelligence agent in charge of the military briefing informed soldiers that pro-life advocates are radical and even that Christians protesting abortions are the mobilization stage leading to the bombing of abortion clinics. Fearing reprisals, at least one soldier has been connected with a former Marine Corps JAG who is now an attorney with the Liberty Institute. He says the charges are very serious and has launched an investigation. This is Life News Radio. Did you know that the owning of a slave as property was once the law of the land, just as today's abortion rights are now claimed to be the law of the land? The fraud that says a person can be owned is every bit as fraudulent as the fraud that says it's okay to kill someone if 40 years ago we didn't have evidence of their humanity. When someone intimates that you are somehow out of step because of your disagreement with Roe v. Wade, remind them about Dred Scott. In other news, in violation of the Affordable Care Act, Rhode Island has implemented Obamacare with a mandatory fee, making all plans there pay for abortions. Wesley Smith is pointing out that the media simply does not know that there is no such thing as a born alive fetus. A group claiming to be a political fact-check organization is trying to tell Texans that Wendy Davis opposes late-term abortions. Davis has, in fact, even called abortion sacred ground. And Belgium is set to vote on child euthanasia under the idea that five-year-olds are old enough to decide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.